Take on, well, a super competitive, and I'm calling him a dangerous Melbourne outfit tomorrow. Going to be maybe a little bit wet. Joining us, a gun small defender in ripping touch, Bix. You've got to be happy with his form, Rory Laird. Rory, thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me on, boys.
Is it a danger game tomorrow?
Well, last year, yeah. So we lost to them last year, obviously, and you obviously can't take any opponent in the AFL lightly, I don't reckon, anymore. So, yeah, we're going to have to come out and be on top of our game as we have been the last couple of weeks, and Melbourne can play some really good footy as well, so we'll have to be on point.
Happy with your preparation? You get your first opportunity this year to do your main training session at that. Well, that must have been great.
Yeah, it was good. Obviously, playing out there on the weekends, you sort of want to get a feel for it as much as you can, and we haven't really been there at all in the summer, so get out there as much as we can, and we had a run there this morning as well, so yeah, we're really happy with how we've prepared for the game.
Otto's injured, Shaw's injured, Cheney we know is injured, Siggins is injured. You'll be playing key defender tomorrow, Rory.
yeah, it's pretty unfortunate with Cheney going down, who's obviously a really key component to our defence, I should say. But we've got Jake Kelly coming in for his first game, and we're really confident with him, and he can step up and play the role that Cheney was playing. He had some good exposure for the NAB. And, as I said, happy for him to come in and just play his role.
How bad's Cheney's hammy? We're hearing it's not too bad. What do you know?
I didn't even know he did it till like halfway through the week. So I think it's pretty minor. I'm not actually 100% sure on the details, but I think he's going to be okay pretty quickly.
Roe, you mentioned off the top your form is very good. You've gone back into defence. Looked like you're a little bit more settled. Played in lots of different positions last year. Have you enjoyed, I guess, knuckling down to one position?
Yeah, well, I've been training there pretty much throughout the pre-season and getting that kind of consistency in my game, just playing back there instead of being switched in different parts of the ground. But, enjoying playing back there and sort of honing my craft down in the back line. So I also can play anywhere else if Walshy and the coaches need me to go up the ground. And when I was on Boom the other week, I sort of went up and played a bit of half forward as well. So, really happy playing down back.
We know Melbourne have got some tools, but they've also got some quality small players. Jeff Gartlett's one that has been quite elusive in the first couple of rounds. And Jay Kennedy Harris comes in, and we've seen him last year that he's quite a potent small fella. So there's a couple of blokes that you'll want to keep a close eye on tomorrow in your sort of genre, your size.
Yeah, they have. They've actually got a good little small fleet of players down there. As you said, Galton, and they've got Kent down there as well. Yep. And Jake Eddie Harris with a lot of speed that can get through there, and also really skillful players as well. So, Brownie and I and Matthew Yance down there will sort of have to take those boys. And, they've got actually a pretty talented forward line too with Hogan and Dawes as well. So, there'll be a handful down there.
B. Smith, train okay today? No ill effects? We hear he's ticked all the boxes, Rory?
Yeah, he has, yeah. I think we've the medicos have got to go through all the stuff with him, all the concussion protocol, etc. So he was out there having a kick today and running around. He looked pretty good, actually. Didn't look that good earlier on the week, but he's come good very quickly, and it's, good to see him out there training today. He looked well.
Heard he's got a bit of a runny nose, Rory. He might have a little bit of man flu like I had the start of the week.
Yeah, I think he's a bit soft, actually, so...
Oh, gee, that you've gone...
No, just having a joke.
Hey, is that Rowie or is that Brody?
No, you meant me. Rory meant me. He's not going to knock his team,
mate. Well, I hope not. Hey, what about wet weather? You'd be someone that would be hoping that it rains a little bit. As a small defender, you love it when the ball's on the ground?
Yeah, I don't mind the rain, especially as defenders. I think the keys, I think all back six like it. The forwards find it harder to mark, and the ball sort of comes in not as fluently. So, and I'm relatively short, so I don't mind it being on the ground as well. So, wouldn't mind a bit of rain tomorrow. It would probably help my game a little bit. So,
just relatively short.
Yeah, I think it's been pretty. Well known by my teammates, but I'm not
blessed
with height.
You got other great skills, mate. And importantly, those clean hands, which will serve you well tomorrow if it is slippery. Scott Thompson, he'd be pretty pleased to be back out there. He'd probably be pretty enthusiastic at training this week.
Yeah, he's been really up and about, using his voice and that kind of leadership and experience, very instructional around stoppages as he always is. So I think he's pretty keen to get back out there. He's had two good hit-outs in the SNFL and sort of played really well in those games. He's got his hands on the footy. He looks really fit and ready to go. So I reckon he's pretty keen for that first bounce tomorrow.
Rory, we've loved the team's high intensity, high octane, manic pressure on the opposition, the way you set that zone, lock it in your forward line and just get the ball back off the opposition. Who drives that? How do you drive that? And what are the keys or the triggers, if you like, that you all keep doing that for 120 minutes? And how important is it?
It's really important. As you said, you sort of a lot of pressure on them. It sort of gives us a lot of opportunity to sort of have shots at goal and put a lot of scoreboard pressure on them. So in terms of whose responsibility it is, it's a whole kind of team, like team first kind of thing, as we've said over the summer. Mm. It's all like us together. If one component of it breaks down, then the whole thing kind of breaks down. So you've got to be in it as a team and set up together. It's a lot of communication and work rate as well. So, yeah, it's a whole team thing.
That's one thing we've noticed in just two games. The other one is last week, again, 14 players, I counted, were rotated through that midfield. I think other than Tex and Sauce, Talia and Hardigan, everyone plays multiple roles, you included. The flexibility is terrific. How on the field do you keep track of all of that, Rory? And then on that, how important is it that you all communicate on the field to get it right?
Yeah, it can get confusing at times with coming on and off the bench, and it's really good for our flexibility and our depth in the team that we have players that can go through that half forward line, half back, yeah, and wing and midfield. So it's a matter of the boys that sort of switch to their positions to speak to each other, and then when you come on from the bench, just clarify where everyone is and what position they sort of are. So, as I said, once we're out there, there's going to be a lot of communication and talk, pretty much.
Interesting stat, the kick-to-handball ratio. Adelaide are number one in the competition, which means they kick more than any other team compared to handballs. Number two is Melbourne. So one of the things, I think, Rory, you've been really good at is bringing the pressure and forcing teams to handball it and then get some turnovers. I'm guessing that Melbourne are going to want to kick it a bit earlier than other teams, so that in itself creates a bit of a challenge.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's a good point. They'll try and the way they've been playing, they've sort of been trying to get it through teams and get it through them as quick as they can. So we're going to have to be prepared for that and make sure we keep up that pressure that we've been in the last couple of weeks and try and force them into the game that they don't want to play, which is they want to kick it, and we'll have to make sure they try and handball it as much and, keep that pressure up.
One of Phil Walsh's strengths as an assistant was forward scouting and then presenting that to the team that they're playing the next week. Who does all of that now, Rory? The same bloke you had last year?
I think it's...
Rob Harding?
Yeah, he's got a big influence on that kind of area of the team, so I think he gets all that kind of stuff for us.
You didn't even know his name, Rory.
Yeah, no, I don't. Yeah,
it escaped him.
Oh, I know. Hey, who do you think you'll get tomorrow?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, probably, as Big said, there's probably a fair few small blokes that sort of go through their forward line, so pretty much any of them, really, I think. So I think it's just matchups when we're out on the ground and who they've got down there at the time.
Well, I'm glad that you're one of the first-choice players now, Rory, because last year it wasn't quite that way, and I don't know whether I was blaming Bix for it or not. I couldn't believe...
Sorry, mate.
I couldn't believe that you were left out. But it must give you a lot of confidence to know a new coach is in, he believes in you, the way you play, you're just so super competitive, and if you do and play your role, you're going to get a game, Rory.
Yeah, that's the main thing, just getting back to me, sort of playing my role and doing my thing for the team. If we got that and got 18 or 22 contributors on game day each week, then that's how we sort of put our blueprint to winning. So it's about playing your role and just doing your thing for the team and not trying to do too much. Like personally, well, for me, it's just sort of defending well and then working off a man. So really happy with how I started, but two games is two games. So we'll have to keep that up.
Well said. Hey, do you have a nickname?
I've got a couple, yeah. I've got Letty and DOS, D-O-S.
D-O what?
S.
D-O-S.
What does that stand for?
Ledos.
Oh.
Yeah, it's been cut, yeah. Mm.
So. Did Bix give you that nickname?
No.
You love giving people nicknames.
I do. I probably would have went with Stumpy or something like that. Something.
Oh, that's not nice.
No, he's taller than you. No, he may well be, but I'm only a little bloke. I'm only a Stumpy bloke as well. Surely someone called you that at some stage in your life, wouldn't they?
Yeah, I've heard Stumpy before. I've heard, quite a lot of things referring to my height. So.
Well, see, Bruce Laird, the cricketer, was Stumpy Laird, wasn't he?
Yeah,
he was a diminutive type size bloke. So, anyway, thanks for joining us, Laird.
He was an opening batsman,
he was an opening batsman, yeah. So, look, sorry we had to finish on that sort of jovial matter, but it's always good fun having a chat with you. Good luck tomorrow. We hope you play really well, and we hope the Crows get the points.
Thank you very much, boys. Thanks for having me on.
One of three Rorys and the real rippers down that club. Oh, I love this fella. You said it. His clean hands, his sureness with ball in hand. When the opposition's got it, he gets it back off him as good as anyone. His closing speed, a bit like Pup Petrenko, really puts the fear into the opponent that's got ball in hand. Oh, I reckon he is a diamond, this fella.
He is. He also keeps his eye on the ball. Oh. He is very hard to get off the footy.